I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All Iranian patriots, keep protesting, take over your institutions if possible, and save the name of the killers and the abusers that are abusing you. You're being very badly abused. If the numbers are right now, I hear five different sets of numbers. I hear numbers. Look, one death is too much. But I hear much lower numbers, and then I hear much higher numbers. But I say save their names because they'll pay a very big price. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran. Just went into effect today. And I say make Iran great again. You know, it's a great country until these monsters came in and took it over.
Yeah, Iran, prior to 1979... was a westernized civilization. Women did not have to go around with their heads covered, wearing hijabs, just their eyes showing. And if anyone saw those eyes looking at a man other than their husband or a relative, they could be executed, stoned on the spot. The people of Iran want to be free, free from that kind of tyranny. And right now they're rising up, and the numbers, we don't really know how accurate the numbers are, but we know they're staggering. Internet service has been cut down across Iran. Telephone lines are down, and there are hunting squads going after any Iranian they think might be complicit with the U.S., even favoring the U.S., and if they dare say across their lips, God help us, they will come after them. We're going to get into this in more detail later. But I wanted you to hear direct from Trump saying, the best he can, stand your ground, get names, because when we come in, we will go after those same people. But I have to caution you. I have to caution you because the people he's trying to reach and talk to, they're in constant fear. Who can they trust? It's not just a matter of a neighbor. Can you trust the neighbor to stand with you? Members of your own family. If they think they want to go with the Ayatollahs and continue to resist, and they get word that you're even thinking about maybe you want to go back to 1979 before, they will report you. Children are being gathered to report on their parents. So much for freedom inside Iran. So much for the freedom that many come to our nation to enjoy, to celebrate, to live their lives. And, of course, so many of them that come, they simply want to go back to what they left. And they bring all that baggage with them. We don't want it. But we got a lot of them inside our country right now. They're not all Afghans. They are Islamic. They may not be Muslim in the sense of peaceful, loving people, but Islamic, jihadist. And they're looking for any and every opportunity. And because we let in 10-plus million across our borders illegally, unvetted, thank you, Joe Biden, they're waiting to rise up in our nation. All right, thank you for joining us. Hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, January 15. And I remind you, with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour, as you do every hour, with more knowledge than you have as we began. I make that a firm promise. because I want to make sure we're not just pontificating, Larry giving all of his opinions and everything, and you hearing different news bites. I want you to learn. And that's a big part of what we're doing here. I will take a moment to remind you what's coming up in the second hour. Mattel, the maker of Barbie, has a new Barbie doll. Well, I know many of you are saying, oh, it's going to be a transgender Barbie, right? Take the parts in and off, put them on, whatever. This is going another step. And you have to ask why and what benefit comes from this. They are considering an autistic Barbie doll, an autistic Barbie doll. Now, maybe somewhere in the back rooms they thought, you know, if we cater to kids who are autistic, we'll sell more Barbies. Or maybe it will help children, maybe. Well, there's a mother that said, no way, that's not going to work. She's the author of the Book of Heaven, a story of hope for the outcast, the broken, and those who lost faith. Katie Asher will be joining us and saying this new kind of Barbie girl in this Barbie world, not a good thing. And still later in this hour, I've got a guest coming up shortly with the tales of Greenland. What's at stake? What can we do? What should we do? And in the meantime, I've got a headline right here in front of me. Troops from Europe prepare to deploy to Greenland in a rapid two-day mission as the U.S. prepares to take over Greenland. I don't see anything that we're actually trying to take over, but I get a kind of a kick out of the Norwegian Navy they're sending. It looks like one or two lone boats going to Greenland to protect them. Do they know we have a major armada? And it's not just positioned in the South Sea, the Black Sea, in the Middle East. It's worldwide. We'll get to that a little bit later. You don't want to miss any part of Larry Connors USA. Let me remind you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. So easy to do. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Larry Connors USA Facebook, and everything goes up later as a podcast. And yes, once again, our website is working, LarryConnorsUSA.com. Pull up any program, the one today or the one a few days ago. You'll get the audio. You go to Larry Connors USA Facebook, you also get the video. You get to watch the program. And News Talk STL also makes that available. What we have right now inside our nation is the left has one word in the dictionary they love. They have canonized it. It is the most powerful word in their lexicon. It's not one word that comes to mind as I describe the stuff they push at us. That's another word. Their word is impeach, impeach, impeach. And in fact, once again, a cry to, we need to impeach Kristi Noem.
Kristi Noem has lied to my Homeland Security Committee. She has misused taxpayer funds and now leading an agency, leading ICE, that is committing crimes across America. Kristi Noem must be impeached. She must face the consequences of this. And we must reform ICE. But it looks at this stage, folks, ICE is beyond reform. ICE is totally out of control. And this week, I intend to introduce a bill to abolish ICE.
Yeah, abolish ICE? That's a Michigan congressman, Sherry Thunder. I could have his name wrong. I'm not trying to mock it. I honestly don't know exactly how he calls it. But he has a bill to abolish agencies like ICE. They're beyond reform. Carolyn Leavitt of the White House says ICE is doing exactly what it should be doing and within the law.
ICE is doing an incredibly important job that's not just important to our homeland security, but our national security. And this administration will continue to stand wholeheartedly by the brave men and women of ICE, including that officer in Minneapolis who was absolutely justified in using self-defense against a lunatic who was part of a group, an organized group, to interject and to impede on law enforcement operations. And it's disgusting what we have seen from the left. And I think that it just shows you where the modern day Democrat Party stands today in protecting illegal alien pedophiles and rapists and murderers over law-abiding American citizens and our brave men and women who serve in law enforcement.
They want you to believe he was justified, according to Kristi Noem. The left is going to say, no, he wasn't. Well, let me share this with you. And this actually comes from CBS. CBS is reporting a couple of sources acknowledging the officer that shot Renee Good the other day suffered internal bleeding to the torso when he was hit. Not life-threatening, but still he obviously was subjected to a threat on his life. Well, here comes Maine Senator Ed Markey.
This is just rank lawlessness that has been unleashed by Donald Trump through Stephen Miller down to Kristi Noem and then these ICE officers roaming the streets of our country. And they are doing so in a way that is intended to terrorize people. It is intended to make it easier for them to threaten, let's be honest about it, Black and brown people our country.
Here we go.
It is part of a plan in addition to the 75 countries that Trump has now announced that he will not be giving new visas to. Most of them are countries with black and brown people. It's all part of a plan, not just to make America great again. No, it's to make America hate again. It's to make America white again. That's the message every day on the streets of our country, and what they are doing is excessive force. No, it's excessive malice that they are engaging in every single moment that those ICE agents are out on the streets of our country, and that is why they must be brought home, and Congress must make that agency and this president accountable.
He lies, he lies, he lies, and he twists the fact. Oh, by the way, should I point out, Senator Markey is a person of color, white. That's a color. He's a person of color. But they love pulling the race card. He's going after these brown people, the black people. Do you know what he's doing in the process? Protecting other brown, black people and white people and yellow people. He's protecting Americans. But once again, to Michigan Congressman Sri Thananadar.
When ICE agents murder American citizens in our cities, they must face consequences. They must be brought to justice, and they cannot hide behind, as the Vice President J.D. Vance suggested, hiding behind this immunity. So my bill would ask that the qualified immunity be removed for these murderers. In our cities all across America, ICE is working beyond control under the leadership of Kristi Noem.
So what do you say? What do you say to the ICE agent that was just sitting in a parking lot? I take it back. I don't even know if this was an ICE agent or a police officer. He's sitting in a parking lot, and a car just simply drives by and opens fire on him. No warning whatsoever, no protest, just shoot him. Why? Because they thought they could. They didn't realize there were numerous cameras that were going to catch them. But this is the attitude. This is the insurrection. This is the violence the left is fomenting. And they want to continue it. Now, let's go back to the situation with Iran briefly. I want you to hear again, as we begin the hour, from President Trump.
to all Iranian patriots, keep protesting, take over your institutions if possible, and save the name of the killers and the abusers that are abusing you. You're being very badly abused. If the numbers are right now, I hear five different sets of numbers. I hear numbers. Look, one death is too much. But I hear much lower numbers, and then I hear much higher numbers. But I say save their names because they'll pay a very big price. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran. Just went into effect today. And I say, make Iran great again. You know, it was a great country until these monsters came in and took it over.
It was. And, of course, they also took over our embassy. And the whole world changed at that moment. And that was the beginning and the set part and parcel for what followed. 9/11 and everything else. The latest reports we have, families are searching through body bags in Iran, trying to find their loved ones. More than 10,000 arrested. And already how many executed, we don't know. But those arrested, they're going to, quote, disappear. Trump is trying to say, keep protesting. Take over your institutions, save the names of the killers and abusers, they will pay a price. Unfortunately, that's asking them to pay a price in blood. And some are willing to do it. And probably if their family members have been among those already killed or disappeared, they're more than willing to get in the streets and fight it out. Even when they have no munitions, no weapons whatsoever. And members of the military, here's the key, when they start turning against Gaddafi, it will be over. But by then, at what cost in blood? Coming up, I've got a correspondent for the Washington Examiner dealing with what do we do about Greenland at this point? And the story behind the story. When I decided I want to become a pilot and scared the daylights out of myself. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. As I was telling you a moment ago, we're already seeing some action from Europe rushing to Greenland like they're going to protect it against what? Let's begin there. My guest, foreign affairs correspondent at the Washington Examiner, Tim Nerozzi. Glad to have you on board, sir.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So I'm looking at some of these initial reports of what Europe and other countries are getting ready to do. One of the features that comes up immediately, and this would almost be laughable, that we have members of Europe, and in particular, this would be, let me get exactly the source here, they are deploying troops and planes to Greenland in a rapid two-day mission amid a U.S. takeover push. First of all, where is the U.S. takeover push?
If you want to say takeover as in acquiring Greenland, I think that's undeniable. Trump has made it very clear since coming into office for his second administration that he
But that's not just a military. They're looking at a military push. Where is that?
Well, Trump, you know, characteristically always demurs about whether or not, you know, the military is on the table. It's been clear from the administration statements. Marco Rubio has made it clear, and Trump at various points has made it clear that the intention is to buy Greenland. He wants to purchase it.
Right.
But Trump, as we all know, likes to make sure that everyone stays on their toes, and he very much has not ruled out conclusively the idea of sort of a forced annexation of Greenland.
And there is another option, lease the land.
Yes, but I agree completely. But I think that Trump clearly wants, he sees ownership of Greenland as the priority. I mean, there's really not a lot of things that the United States military is incapable of doing under the current defense agreement that we have with Greenland. There's nothing stopping the United States from building up infrastructure on Greenland. And it seems, and Trump has said, we need to own it. So there's something in his mind or something in the administration's national security advisor's mind that ownership of the territory itself is what is important, not just sort of utilizing the area.
So are we looking at an overreaction or not an overreaction of France, Germany, Sweden, Norway now participating in the exercise to put troops on the ground in Greenland?
An overreaction or underreaction? Well, I think it's really, it's kind of a pointless reaction if I'm just weighing in here, because it you know, the question is, okay, what is being meant to be conveyed by these various European countries participating in these exercises? Clearly, it's number one, solidarity with Greenland and by extension, the Danish who own it, the Kingdom of Denmark. And number two, I suppose the military nature of it is supposed to sort of convey a sense of willingness to defend it militarily. That you know, is all well and good, but it really does, when the, if the rubber were to hit the pavement, right, if Trump were to just sort of go rogue and start to invade Greenland, that's when it becomes a real question of, okay, is France prepared to go to war with America over the fate of Greenland? And that, I think, is a pretty sizable question mark.
And not only sizable question mark, but a difference in size of what's being employed. What I'm seeing so far, Germany deployed a team of 13 personnel. France sent 15 mountain specialists. Sweden, Norway, and Britain each sent 3, 2, maybe 1 officer, respectfully. Boy, that sounds like a defending force.
Well, yeah, I think it's important to see this as the Europeans see, which is a token gesture. They're not mobilizing their entire armies and navies to sort of patrol Greenland and make sure that the United States doesn't come barreling in. They're sending over a token small team of personnel per country just as a gesture of, hey, by the way, we stand with Greenland. We think Greenland is important. We think Greenland should remain sort of outside of U.S. control.
I get it as a blah, 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 blah. We're not doing anything.
What are the Europeans supposed to do in this situation?
Good point.
If they really were to take this seriously, then they're looking at war with the United States, which I don't think anyone wants on either side of that. And if they don't do anything, they're seen as ceding territory to the United States and failing to defend their fellow European ally. So it's really the best that they could probably muster from a diplomatic point of view, which is just place a token official in these exercises and say that we stand with Greenland. It's really just sort of a token, a gesture of goodwill.
You're listening to Tim Nawrozi, foreign affairs correspondent, The Washington Examiner. Let's back up a step. The value of Greenland.
You're talking about agreements for the Pact of Defense for Greenland?
And for the USA.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the fundamental issue. This is the fundamental issue for the U.S. machinations to take Greenland, right? Is that there are nesting agreements, nesting alliances, all of which put Greenland and the United States into a defensive alliance. You can go as big as NATO, right, which is a sort of pan-Western defense alliance that also includes countries like Japan. And that is obviously sort of the preeminent defensive mechanism in the Western world. And, you know, the Europeans and those in Greenland say that any sort of action to take Greenland by force would immediately and irrevocably destroy the NATO alliance. Then you also have bilateral relations between the United States and Greenland, which have been around for almost the entire history of the United States. And Greenland has sort of gestured towards this longstanding diplomatic agreement and said, why are you sort of messing this up now? Why are you being sort of belligerent towards us when we've been an ally since your inception? And then, you know, finally, there's, you know, the United States' defense compact with them dating back to 1951, which is the original pact that gave the United States sort of full leverage to build military infrastructure and have a military presence on Greenland, pretty much to their heart's content. There's a little token sentence in that agreement that implies that the Kingdom of Denmark and Greenland have to sign off on it. But in practice, that's never really been an issue. So again, this is sort of the crux of the complaint here from the Greenland and European side, which is, why are you causing this giant diplomatic nightmare for us? You already have access to Greenland. Build whatever you want. Why do you feel like you need to own it? That's their main complaint.
And how solid is that complaint?
I mean, it depends on who you're asking. You know, I'm not a diplomat for any of these countries, but I would say that it does raise a question that has not been answered by the press. You know, multiple times the administration has been asked, what exactly are you being held back from in building up defenses in Greenland? Because remember, the main sort of talking point from the Trump administration right now is that Greenland is critical for all future defensive capabilities for Russian invasions through the Arctic, the Golden Dome defensive system.
Right.
They're saying that this is crucial for national security, and the European nations and Greenland agree with that. They agree that yes, utilizing Greenland is critical for Arctic security and for national security, not only for the United States, but for most countries in the Atlantic region. This is a very major, a very crucial defensive outpost.
Well,
the question is,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, the question is, and the complaint is, why do you need to own Greenland? You already can utilize it. And we've actually de-escalated our military presence in Greenland since the Cold War. So Greenland is basically saying, listen, we'll give you whatever you want in terms of put troops on the ground here, build infrastructure here, bases, missile silos, whatever you need, you could do it here. Why do you feel like you need to own us? That's the complaint. Well, it is a complaint that has not been answered.
The other issue you brought up, NATO, I would think that this would be something NATO would be in favor of.
Well, NATO, again, this is sort of nesting levels of discontent here. At the ground level, you have Greenlanders who are just saying, we don't want to be part of the United States, so please don't force us to be. And then above that, you have the Kingdom of Denmark, which owns Greenland, saying, that's our territory. You're not allowed to touch that. Don't take it from us. And then above that, you have NATO, which the constituent members, specifically the European ones, are saying, hey, Denmark is a NATO ally. You can't just come in and take territory from a fellow NATO ally. So it's sort of a cascading hierarchy of complaints from Europe and the broader NATO alliance. And yeah, I mean, to reiterate, if that complaint is why do you need to own Greenland if you can already utilize it for whatever you need, that complaint really hasn't been answered by the administration. They just sort of return to the talking point of this is critical for national defense.
Riddle me this in the last 30 seconds. If Obama had suggested this, would we have this kind of flashback?
If I'm being honest, yeah, I do. I do think we would have this flashback. I do think that in this particular instance, you know, politics doesn't really come into it. It really does sort of, it's sort of seen as an insult to the European people. Now, would they grandstand as much? Would they turn it into as much of a sort of outrage? Maybe not, but it also comes part and parcel with Trump's rhetoric. Trump is a bombastic leader. He leads through sort of grandiose and sometimes belligerent statements, and sometimes that works, and sometimes, you know, sometimes you offend your allies, and it's kind of part and parcel with the rhetoric. So I don't think Obama really would have been capable of the sort of statements that Trump is making, but the ones that he is making certainly have upset our European allies.
All right, Tim Naurozi, I'm sorry, I hope I got it right, foreign affairs correspondent, Washington Examiner. Like to have you back again in the future, sir.
Thank you so much. Call me anytime.
You bet. Thank you. Coming up, when I decided I want to get a pilot's license.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
That's a perfect setup for this segment, Jerome. You know that. But I was not going to be flying fighter jets. Not in the beginning. And not ever. Although, I've been blessed enough to fly with the Blue Angels. And it's an amazing flight. I'm telling you, there would never be a roller coaster they can do what that fighter jet did. And the guy piloting it, a string bean type of a fellow, did not have a pressurized suit on. They're used to the severe G's they pull, but they also have to worry about sometimes blacking out. But I felt confident he knows what he was doing. This was some years ago over at Scott Air Force Base. And I had been offered opportunity after opportunity over the years as a news anchor to fly with the Blue Angels. I always stepped aside to let some other reporter do it because anchors get all that publicity and the opportunity for it, and they don't get much. So I gave opportunities to others. I think Al Wyman did it one time in my place. I think Mary Phelan did. And I was happy for them. But I reached a point in my career that I thought, I better take this because I don't know how much longer I'll have this job. That was a prescient view of what was going to happen. Nothing to do with flying. So I took it and I enjoyed it. Now, but I will admit to you, when we take off the deck and shooting straight up, you're feeling a little bit G, but not enough that you need to worry about it because we break out in less than 4 seconds. Now, once we started pulling different Gs and doing different formations, I said, wait a minute. Yeah, I need the barf bag. Okay, I did that. He said, oh, you want to go back? I said, no, I'm ready now. Let's go. Now, here's the other reason I really wanted to make this flight. Years ago, when my children were younger, and many of you probably made this same trip down to Destin, Florida, or somewhere in that area. It's a long-ass drive, is it not? And if you got kids, it gets longer. And every time you stop for gas, they're going to get out and roam through the store looking for all kinds of stuff. It takes forever to corral them and get them back in the car. We made a plan to leave right after I got off the 10 o'clock news. The girls were already asleep at the back of a station wagon we had. I think it's a Volvo wagon, something like that. They were asleep. So I hit the gas, and when I stopped for gas, it was just me awake. I got up, did my business, got gas, and we're off and running again. Problem is, all the time I saved and made up for that journey came to an end as we got closer to the coastline because fog was thick, really down to about 30, 35 miles an hour. But we had a good time. Came back, and about 3 weeks later, a guy calls and says, hey, you want to go down to Destin? Yeah, I want to go to Destin. What's the plan? He said, we're going to fly down there on a Saturday morning and play some golf, and we'll fly back late Sunday night. I said, we would just barely get there. He said, no, we're flying. Actually, we're going to leave on a Friday. We're going to fly out Friday evening, so we had a good 2 days of play before we come back. So I boarded the plane, and we're down there in less than 2 hours and 30 minutes, if that much. This is the way to go. I came back and told my wife, I'm going to get a pilot's license the first of the year This was in October or so. I said, I'm going to start learning and I want to get a pilot's license. And her answer to me was, I don't want to hear about it. Okay. And January 3rd, I'm out there trying to learn how to fly. And I'm at Beechcraft. I never flew a high-wing plane. Mine were all the low-wing. Beechcraft, the VTOL, the A-36, 55, 55P, 58P, I should say. So the day before I'm to do my solo, she says, are you out at the airport? I said, well, I'm always at the airport. Always stories I need to go cover. She said, no. Are you out at the airport learning to fly? I'm not going to lie to my wife. Yes, I am. I told you I don't want you to. Backtrack to what I said a moment ago. No, dear. What you told me is you didn't want to hear about it. And I haven't discussed it with you. Well, it turned out it was something she enjoyed as well because we could fly down to Texas on a late Friday afternoon, spend a few days with her folks, or mine, fly back up. I'd be back on the air by Monday. No one knew. Of course, as a pilot, private pilot, you need to constantly be aware of weather simply because, one, it's not jet rated at that point. This is a single engine prop to begin with. And you got to be aware of the weather. It can change rapidly. And thunderstorms build up very fast across the humid south. So if you're going to fly, you want to get off early in the day. Otherwise, you need to be aware of how fast the weather is changing. I flew down one time. She was not with me. She was already down there with her folks and our kids. And I'm flying down there, and all kinds of thunderstorms are popping up. I don't have instrument training. Instrument training means you can fly without seeing anything. You're looking at your gauges. I did not have that kind of training at that point. It's like putting a windshield over your car, I should say a sheet over your windshield, and say drive down the highway. I don't think so. So I landed and I waited it out for about an hour and a half. Weather got better. I took off and headed down to Huntsville, Texas. Actually, to Livingston, Texas. But I had to divert to Huntsville because these things were blowing up left and right. Houston Radar Control had me under their authority. And they said, we see you right in the middle of major storms. And I didn't want to lose my license. I just barely had it. I said, no, I'm all fine here. I'm bumping up and down in the plane, and I'm trying to keep control of it. I'm fine. I land. Everything's good. And then I complete the 28-mile trip to get where I was really intended. That impressed on me, get an instrument ticket. So I did. And again, an instrument ticket means you can fly in and out of clouds. You don't have to worry about it because you can read your gauges. You know what's going on. Now, the other part of that is I also wanted to get a commercial license. So I'm commercial instrument rated multi-engine. That was the other thing. I wanted to get more than a single engine. I got into a multi-engine. All of these are learning curves you must accomplish. And there are times that you, as my one instructor said, all right, go out and scare yourself a few times. I did not put my family into any plane I was flying in the beginning until I had full command of it. But there came a time we're lifting off down in Kerrville, Texas, down below San Antonio. And my youngest daughter was going to fly back with me. There were storms building in the Gulf. And they were spinning numerous rain, shower, cloud cover all over Central Texas. I can't take off yet. I don't have an instrument rating. I asked the controllers in San Antonio, can you give me a window? And they said, all right, you got a window of 15 minutes. If you go now, you'll make it. So I go. We're lifting off. And at about, I'm guessing, 800 to 1,000 feet, the windshield frost over. You ever been in your shower and you're running the water and suddenly the window, your glass door just fogs up. You can't see anything. That's what happened. And here is where I quickly turned to God in prayer. I had enough knowledge. I didn't have my instrument ticket, but I had enough training. Keep the wings level. Watch for my instruments to make sure the wings are level. And then climb. Just keep climbing. Climbing an altitude is your friend. I knew there was a small mountain range ahead of us. I didn't remember how big it was because I wasn't going to be concerned about it. Somewhere around 3,500, 4,000 feet, we break out on top. But I'm telling you, I was praying constantly, dear God, do not let me crash this plane with my baby inside. We got up on top, clear as it could be, all the way to St. Louis. But there are a lot of different stories that are part of this, and there is still dealing with this story, more to the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
And I'm glad to tell you I'm here to give you the end of the story, despite some flying escapades. When you're going from a single-engine plane to a twin or any other multi-engine, again, it's a learning curve. You're constantly learning. I told you when I went from the single plane I was training in to the VTOL. VTOL planes had a bad reputation for several years. That's because pilots would stress it too much and the tail would whip off. When the tail came off, there was no recovery. So they reinforced the VTOL planes, but then pilots were flying the wings off, again, constantly exceeding stress limits. I was not going to do that. But when it came to getting a twin-engine training, I was trying to do some of the training here, but the weather was not cooperating enough, so I went down to Hooks Air Force Base, or not air base, but airport down in Houston, north of Houston, at a flight school. I'm learning to fly this plane. We will get to 5,000 feet and say, if you go below 3,000 feet, you've hit the ground. They'll pull an engine, shut it down. You're trying to recover, get control before you reach 3,000 feet. Technically, that would be you're in the ground. But you're starting at a high enough altitude, you've got some cushion. So the day came from my check ride. I'd been busy out there early in the morning before the check ride pilot showed up, doing all kinds of maneuvers. I'm trying to get my commercial and multi-engine on the same day. So I was pretty well fried anyway. So we're taking off, and you treat him like he's never been in a plane before. This was a captain for either Continental or Eastern Airlines. I can't recall which right now. So he knew his way about planes. But I'm treating him like he's never been in a plane, and I tell him, don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. So we start taking off, and his hand is down between us. And I know he's going to shut down one of the engines. And sure enough, he does. Now, what you have is a pilot, which you consider the picture. You want an even, steady picture. If it starts to slide one way or the other, it gives you an indication which engine is failing or going out. So you quickly correct it, go to feather that engine, and get control again. I was doing it, but suddenly, I didn't think I had control. He didn't either. He said, I've got it. When the instructor says, I've got it, I turn loose of the controls. And I look past his shoulder, and I swear to you, I think I could count every blade of grass along the runway. To me, that's how low we were. I don't know if we really were, but it was frightening. He gets control. We go up. He says, you want to try it again? I said, nope, I'm done for today. I go back to the hotel and I think, I cannot put my family in a plane like that. I'm not ready, not qualified. 3 weeks later, I'm down there training again. And I get it down. But in this case, as I'm going to lift off, I knew he pulled the engine just as I raised the gear. This time, we're up to about 1,000 plus feet before I pull the gear. He keeps saying, are you going to raise the gear? When I'm ready. I'm the pilot in command. I'll pull it when I'm ready. And sure enough, when I pulled it, he cut the engine. Well, now I've got plenty of time to recover. But for a period of time, that one incident, I thought, this could be the end of my flying stories. Oh, I have a lot more. And I'll be sharing more as we move forward as part of the story behind the story. There was one case. If a plane is flying through freezing rain, you're looking for a disaster. Ice is thick as just a thin sheet of paper on your wings can be enough to bring you down, to take any control you have over the plane away from you. And yes, that will be another story behind the story in the future. Thanks for listening for our first hour. Hour number two, still to come. And of course, tomorrow there will be another story behind the story, not related to the planes. In the meantime, stick around for our second hour and remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40, EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. poll by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.